You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat. Ako po si Romel and I'm one of the pastors here at Victory Metro East. And we just want to welcome you to our online worship service. And here in Victory, our mission remains the same. And that is we are here to honor God in everything we do. And we are here to make disciples to help people follow Jesus. Lalo na po ngayong pandemic. Okay, it has been more than a year since we are in this crisis, in this lockdown. I mean, we have experienced some of the darkest days and moments of our lives last year. And maybe in the coming days or weeks. But I believe what gets us here after 1 year of crisis is still what will get us through in the difficulties we are facing right now or we will be facing in the future. And what is that? The faithfulness of God. If you are worshiping with us right now, it means you are still very much alive. I mean, you have survived 1 year of pandemic, 1 year of crisis and counting. You had 1 year of food to eat on your table. Maybe you skip a meal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or more. But guess what? You didn't die of hunger. 1 year of your heart still beating. 1 year of you waking up in the morning and seeing a new day. 1 year of God's provision. 1 year of God's protection. 1 year of God sustaining us all along in this season of pandemic and crisis. That is 1 year of the faithfulness of God in our lives. Amen. And I believe with that, God deserved to be honored. God deserved to be praised. God deserved to be praised. Amen. And so, will you please take a moment now and recall one of the most difficult moments in your life last year during this crisis? The one that drove you to your knees, that probably made you cry. Or not just cry, that made you weep. Probably questioning God with all the fear and anxieties and uncertainties that this pandemic has brought in our lives. Would you recall that emotion? Probably the fear, the tears, the pain. Look back into that moment in the past, the circumstances surrounding it. What were you feeling then? What were you worried then? What were you fearing then? Look back. Do you see that moment? Are you there yet? Do you remember? And then, I want you to look at the present. Look at today. Now, how are you doing today compared to that moment in your life? How did God deal with those worries and fears and uncertainties? How did God work in that particular situation? What did God do to you in those times up until today? I hope that when we look back, what we will see is that God was faithful to us in the past. God is still faithful to us today. And when we look to the future, what's going to happen tomorrow? We don't know. What we know is that God is unchanging and He will remain faithful to His people. He will not leave us nor forsake us. Amen? And so what are we going to do now? We got to persevere. Persevere in honoring the Lord and in making Him known. Patuloy po tayong kumapit sa Diyos at sa Kanyang kabutihan. Patuloy po tayong tumingin sa Diyos at sa Kanyang kalakasan. Para sa ating kaligtasan, sa ating mga pangangailangan, patuloy po tayong manalangin upang malampasan po natin itong pandemyang ito na kinakaharap natin. Hindi lang po para sa atin, subalit para sa ating bansa mismo. Patuloy po tayong mamuhay ng may takot at ng may tiwala sa Diyos. At patuloy po tayong maging asin at ilaw sa mundong ito. Amen po ba? Because if we will not be a salt into this world, guess what? It is a sin. If we will not be a salt into this world, it is a sin. But I believe more than ever, God is calling His people. God is calling you, His children, His sons and daughters, first and foremost, to draw nearer to God and heed the call to become salt and light in this world. Lalo na po ngayong may crisis, may pandemya. People need hope. People are fearful. People need help. People need the Lord. And people need to hear that there is a good and powerful God that is for them and not against them. A faithful God who will not leave them, abandon them, or forsake them. Why are we so sure of this? Why? Because that's what has been in po kasi mga experience na natin in the past years. Not only this crisis, not only during this pandemic, but from the time that we have known the Lord, or even if hindi pa natin kilala si Lord, God has been faithful to us. Will we be that group of people who will testify about the goodness of God in our lives and be channels of the blessings of God? You see, when we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we weren't just saved from our sins and restored into a right relationship with God. We are called to be salt and light of the world. Pwede po bang pakitype dyan sa comment section? I am called to be the salt and light of the world. Sige po, type niyo po, no? Extending the power of God, the love of God to restore all humanity, creation, and the world to Himself. Diba yung asin po, no? Sino po dito gumagamit ng asin? Ako, summer na po ngayon, diba? It is used to enhance flavor. Kumakain ka ng mangga, guess what? Nang santol. Ha, ang sarap niyan. Lagyan mo ng asin, diba? O kaya naglaga ka ng itlog, boiled egg. Lagyan mo ng asin. It enhances the flavor of what we're eating. And it is also used as a preservative. And to be salt means to intentionally seek to influence people that God has brought into our life by showing them the unconditional love of Christ. Not only in words, but also in good deeds. Light. Ano po ba yung ilaw? It is used as a means to be aware. Di ba? Kapag ka may ilaw, hindi ba dilem? Makikita natin kung saan po tayo pupunta. Okay, it means knowledge, a symbol of knowledge and understanding. And so to be light means to be a witness to others about the truth of God's word, especially who Christ is and how He died and rose again for our salvation. And to be salt and light is the calling of God for the nation of Israel. And this is our calling as well. Ito po yung patuloy po nating titingnan sa book of Isaiah. And so let me read to you Isaiah 3 verses 13 to 15. The Lord has taken His place to contend. He stands to judge peoples. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders and princes of His people. It is you who have devoured the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people? By grinding the face of the poor, declares the Lord God of hosts. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you give us the heart, like your heart, for the poor, a regard for the poor. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. And so, titingnan po natin ngayon, no, in the book of Isaiah, ano ba talaga yung tawag ng Panginoon sa mga Israelita? No? Makikita po natin yan in Isaiah 2 verses 1 to 3. And it says here, the word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and they shall be lifted up above the hills. And all the nations, lahat po ng mga bansa, shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, for the purpose of what? That He may teach us His ways, that we may walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, the instruction, the Torah, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And so this is the mission of God for the nation of Israel. Nations will come to them, that they may teach them the word of the Lord, teach His ways, and walk in His path. And so the nation of the Israel were called in the Old Testament, guess what? To be salt and light of the world, teaching the ways of God, teaching how to walk in the paths of the Lord. But we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Or Judah, we have a problem. The very nation God for his mission were the very same people who were neglecting the words of the Lord, and they were not walking in his ways. Ito po yung sitwasyon nila, no, at this particular time. Isaiah 2, verses 5 to 8. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Again, iniimbita sila ni Lord to walk in his light. For the Lord has rejected his people, the descendants of Jacob. Bakit sila nare-reject? Because they have filled their land with practices from the east and with sorcerers, as the Philistines do. They have made alliances with pagans. Their land is full of idols. The people worship things they have made with their own hands. I mean, divination, sorcery, pagan practices, idolatry, worshiping idols rather than worshiping the one true God, having alliances with pagans, trusting in the nations of men rather than putting their trust in the Lord. But they did not just turn against the Lord, rebelled against God. They turned against each other. No, grabe, ito po yung ginawa nila. In Isaiah 3 verse 6, ito po yung sabi, people will oppress each other. Man against man, neighbor against neighbor, young people will insult their elders, the vulgar people will sneer at the honorable. Grabe, aapihin ng bawat isa ang kanyang kapwa. Lalabanan ng mga bata ang mga matatanda at lalabanan ng mga hamak ang mga mararangal. Not only that, the leaders. Ano po yung ginagawa ng mga leaders? Verse 12 of chapter 3, childish leaders oppress my people, and women rule over them. Oh, my people, your leaders mislead you. They send you down the wrong road. Nililin lang po ng mga pinuno ang mga mamamayan ng Diyos, at inaakay po sila sa maling daan. Isaiah 3, 14 to 15 says, you have ruined Israel, says the Lord. My vineyard, your houses are filled with things stolen from the poor. Grabe, pinunura po nila yung kanilang mga bahay ng mga gamit mula sa mga mahihirap. And that's why the Lord told them, how dare you crush my people, grinding the faces of the poor into the dust. Grabe, pinagdidikdikan, pinagtatapakan po, no? And ito po yung sinasabi, demands the Lord of heaven's armies. Sinisira po nila ang mamamayan ng Diyos. Ang mga bahay nila ay puno ng mga bagay na sinamsam, kinurakot sa mga mahihirap. Inaapi ang mga mayayaman, okay? At ginigipit ang mga mahihirap. And this is what oppression is. Okay, pressing to extract or take away something, to force, pressing in on someone. So they relinquish their freedom, not just their freedom, or personal assets. It is used of pressuring someone into compliance as with a taskmaster. Grabe po ito, no? Naghihirap ka na and still being pressed. You are being squeezed to take away something from you. Because you are in a weaker position, you are being forced to do something that violates you as a person made in the image of God. People began oppressing one another, leaders oppressing the poor instead of helping them. And so, paano po ba nangyayari yung oppression? Oppression happens because people abuse power and authority. Leaders, men and women in position and authority, are supposed to be responsible to help people, but instead, they stole from them and even from the poor. God's charge against the elders and the rulers of Israel is not that they have failed to help the poor. Hindi po yun yung charge ni Lord sa nila na hindi nila tinulungan yung mga mahihirap. That would be bad in itself. Di ba? Masama na po yan. But far worse, they have robbed the poor, taken advantage of their poverty for what? For their own personal gain, to enrich themselves. Leaders are supposed to use their influence, resource, power, and authority to do what is right and not to abuse them. And by the way, when I say leaders, these are not just government officials. Husbands, leading their wives and their families. Parents leading their children. Masters to their helpers. Business owners to their employees. Teachers to their students. Team leaders, church leaders, pastors, even to their members. You have position and influence, whatever field that may be. Guess what? You are a leader. Okay? Type mo sa comment section, I am a leader. Okay? I am a leader. Government leaders, officials. How are we using our authority and position? Married people, are we leading, loving, serving our spouses and not abusing them? Parents, are we loving and empowering our children and not leading them to destructive ways and behaviors or abusing them? Singles, students, are we serving our siblings, office mates, classmates, and friends and not taking advantage of them or bullying them? And that includes the way we behave in social media. Masters, to their business owners, are we giving the right and due compensation to our workers or helpers and their benefits? Diba? SSS, Pag-ibig, PhilHealth. How about pastors? How about us? Campus missionaries, staff, Victory group leaders, elders of the church, are we serving the poor and needy in our congregation and not lording over them? You see, leaders must put the needs of others before their own. Not to seek for their own advantage or take advantage of their position for their own benefit. Are we using our position? Are we using our influence? How little that may be, our authority, our resource as leaders to help people or abuse people? To help the poor or oppress the poor? That's a good question to ask. Why? Because Isaiah said the leaders would be the first to receive judgments. Leaders would be the first to receive judgment. Leaders will be held accountable for how they lead. Look again. Verses 13 to 15, nakahanda na ang Panginoon para hatulan ang kanyang mga mamamayan. Okay, verse 14, hahatulan niya ang mga tagapamahala at mga pinuno ng mga mamamayan niya. Ito ang paratang niya sa kanila. Sinira ninyo ang aking ubasan na siyang aking mga mamamayan. Ang mga bahay ninyo ay puno ng mga bagay na sinamsam niyo sa mga mahihirap. Bakit niyo inaapi ang mga mamamayan ko at ginigipit ang mga mahihirap? Iyan ang sinabi ng Panginoong Diyos na makapangyarihan. And so the Lord of Heaven's armies will judge the oppressors. The Lord of Heaven's armies will judge the oppressors. Nothing escapes the eyes of God. We may escape in the eyes of men, but not God. Judgment will come. God will make things right. Makikita ulit natin Isaiah 10 verses 1 to 4. What sorrow awaits the unjust judges and those who issue unfair laws. They deprive the poor of injustice and deny the rights of the needy among my people. They prey on widows. Take advantage of orphans. What will you do when I punish you? When I send disasters upon you from a distant land? To whom will you turn for help? Where will your treasures be safe? You will stumble along as prisoners or lie among the dead. But even the Lord's anger will not be satisfied. His fist is still poised to strike. God will judge unjust judges, rulers and leaders, and those who make unfair law. Their position and wealth will not help them in the day of judgment. They would ultimately be enslaved among the captives or slaughtered among the slain, underscoring the uselessness of their ill-gotten gains. Efforts to gain human advantage through injustice will be shown futile. Ano pong sinasabi sa atin dito? Those who oppress others, will they themselves be oppressed. Nothing will escape the eyes of the Lord. But you see, oppression not just happens when we do what is wrong. Oppression happens when we withhold what is right and what is good and turn a blind eye to the needs of the poor and needy, to the needs of others. It is not just doing what is wrong, abusing power and authority. It is also doing nothing at all when we have the capacity or power to do so. And so oppression happens when we neglect the poor and needy. Isaiah 3:16-17, sinabi pa ng Panginoon, mayayabang ang mga babae sa Jerusalem, representing the entire nation of Israel. Akala mo kung sino sila maglakad. Pinakakalansing pa nila ang mga alahas sa mga paa nila at kapag tumitingin sila ay may kasama pang kindat. Grabe, kumikindat pa po, no? Kaya patutubuan ko ng mga galis ang mga ulo nila at mga kalbo sila. Now, why will the Lord do this? Verse 18 to 26, sa araw na yon, kukunin ng Panginoon ang mga alahas sa kanilang mga paa, ulo at leeg. Grabe po, ang dami nilang alahas. Kukunin din sa kanila ang kanilang mga hikaw, pulselas, belo, turban, alahas sa braso, sintron, pabango, kay charms, anting-anting. Kukunin pati ang kanilang mga singsing, kay sa daliri at ilong. Grabe, puno-puno po sila ng alahas. Ang kanilang mga mamahaling damit, mga kapwa, mga balabal, mga pitaka, mga salamin, mga damit na telang linen, mga putong, mga belo. Kung dati silang mabango, babaho sila. Lubid ang isisintron sa kanila at kakalbuhin ang magaganda nilang buhok. Ang magagara nilang damit ay papalitan ng sako at mawawala ang kanilang kagandahan. Mamamatay sa digmaan ang mga lalaki ng Jerusalem kahit na ang matatapang nilang mga kawal. May mga iyakan at pagluksa sa mga pintuan ng bayan at ang lungsod ay matutulad sa babaeng nakalupasay sa lupa na nawala ng lahat ng ari-arian. Bakit po ganito? Why? Because these people have the capacity to actually help out the poor. They were turning their blind eyes against the poor and needy. And instead what they were doing, they were flaunting their resources. Pinapakita pa nila, pinapagmamayabang pa nila kung anong meron sila rather than to help the poor and the needy. And so the women and the men of Judah had places their emphasis on clothing and jewelry rather than on the Lord. Dressed to be nice and to be noticed, to gain approval, to be fashionable, yet ignoring the real purposes of their lives, the calling of God, the mission of God for them as a nation. And what is that? To be salt and light. Ignoring the oppression around them. Ignoring the groaning of the poor and the needy. Self-serving and self-centered. The leaders were not just oppressing the poor. The people were ignoring the poor and needy among themselves and even showcasing their wealth, loving and priding themselves of their possessions while remaining blind to the needs of others. People who abuse their possessions and use them lavishly. Grabe po, ang dami po nilang alahas. Okay, just for themselves and will eventually end up with what? With nothing. They will be stripped everything they possess and be naked. And so, when God blesses us with money and position, let's not flaunt it to impress others, but use it to help them, particularly the poor and needy. Because if we will neglect the poor and needy, these things might even be stripped away from us. And so each of us must deal justly with the poor and the powerless. We are not to pass the responsibility of helping the poor just to our nation or church. We are accountable to God for what we do with the poor, the needy, the widows, the orphans, and the weak. At makikita po natin yan, even in what Jesus was saying us in the New Testament. Kung titingnan po natin sa Matthew 5, no, 34 to 40, makikita po natin that this is the day of judgment. When the Son of Man would come in His glory and all the angels with Him, I mean, He will sit upon His glorious throne and all the nations will be gathered in His presence. Ano pong mangyayari doon? He will separate the poor. Okay, not the poor. The people as shepherds separates the sheep and the goat. And so, meron pong magkakahiwalayan na mangyari. The sheep and the goat, and He will place the sheep at His right hand and the goats at His left. And here's what verse 34 to 40 says. Then the king will say to those on His right, the sheep, come you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. For I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then these righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and fed you? Or thirsty and gave you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality? Or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to one of the least of this, of the poor, of the needy, of the oppressed, of the marginalized, of the widows, of the orphans, of the fatherless, when you did it to one of the least of this, my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. Ano po ibig sabihin nito? On Judgment Day, the sign that we are real followers of Christ is a life defined by deeds of mercy poured out in the service of the poor. Let me say that again. On Judgment Day, the sign that we are real followers of Christ is a life defined by deeds of mercy poured out in the service of the poor, the needy, the weak, the marginalized, the oppressed, the orphans, the widows, the fatherless. Hindi po ibig sabihin ito na lahat po ng social workers maliligtas po sila, no? Or they are saved. No, we are saved by grace through faith in Christ alone, not by good works. These works are not means of salvation, but marks of salvation. Service to the poor is not a way of getting saved. Service to the poor is a sign that we are saved, that out of what God has done for us, we are extending that compassion to other people. And so, these are not means of salvation. These are marks of salvation. This is faith in action. Faith that is not dead, but alive. Because at the heart of the gospel is the heart of God for the poor, the marginalized, the oppressed, and not of self-comfort, not of self-preservation, and not of self-exaltation. At the heart of the gospel is the giving of oneself to others. And I believe today, more than ever in our life, in this pandemic, God is calling you and I as followers of Christ in service to the poor and the needy. This crisis has left a lot of people jobless, in debt, business closed, people who are getting hungry. Would you make a difference in the life of a person today or of one family whom you knew who are in need? Diba, call people. Kamustahin po natin sila. How are they doing now? And if they are in need, with whatever capacity we may have, let's give a helping hand. Could you imagine with me now? There are about 400 plus, almost 500 viewers in this online service. Another probably 400 in our on-site worship services. 800 in all. If each of us would help a poor and a needy family in our midst, guess what? We can make a difference in this world. What if the entire Victory or the entire body of Christ would just lend a helping hand to one family, one person? Guess what? We could totally make a difference in this world as followers of Christ. This it is of how it is to be salt and light of this world. God is calling you and I to be salt and light of this world by helping the poor and needy. And if they don't know Christ yet, preaching the good news of the gospel to them. You see, as we persevere in loving God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, by loving our neighbors as we love ourselves, here's the promise. Isaiah 3, 10 to 11. Tell the righteous it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds. Woe to the wicked. Woe to the wicked. Pag tiningnan po natin yung salitang woe na yan, ano, hindi yan yung parang judging. Woe to you! Kasi ganun po yung ibig sabihin natin, you know what? This woe is taken from the context of a funeral. When a person would say this, he was saying this with utmost, somewhat like a regret of hesitancy to do this. And God is saying, woe to the wicked. He don't want to do this. He doesn't want to do this. But he have no choice. Why? Because these people have left him, have deserted him. And he had no other choice but to judge. But it is with pain and tears that the Lord is telling this woe to the wicked. Disaster is upon them. They will be paid back for what their hands have done. And so God will give both the righteous and the wicked the reward they deserve. For the righteous, this is comfort. But for the wicked, it is a curse. The righteous are those who are right with God through our Lord Jesus Christ and therefore committed a life of righteousness and of good deeds. They are not promised immunity from earth. Hindi ibig sabihin, dahil righteous ka, you will not experience any troubles in this world. We are not exempted from that. But the promise is that it will be well with them. It will be well with them. Kaya nga po sabi po sa Psalm 41, no? Verses 1 to 3. Blessed is the one who considers the poor. In the day of trouble, the Lord delivers him. The Lord protects him and keeps him alive. He is called blessed in the land. You did not give him up to the will of his enemies. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full wealth. As we continually persevere in being salt and light of this world, that neglecting the poor but considering the poor, the Lord will reward the righteous. Tell the righteous it will be well with them. They will enjoy the fruit of their deeds. Grabe po, no? Ganyan po yung puso ng Panginoon sa mga mahihirap. Ang puso ng Diyos to the poor and needy. And our prayers that we would have the same heart to these people who are needing help, especially at this season of pandemic and crisis in our lives, that we would be a salt to them, that we would enhance their lives, that we would add flavor to their lives, that we will not crush them, that we will be of help in preserving their lives because we have heed the call to become salt and at the same time to be the light of the world, that if they don't know yet who Christ is, we have a greater opportunity because we have displayed the goodness of God to be able to preach the gospel to them. As we end this message, our desire is that each and every single one of us would really be the salt and the light of this present world. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, unang-una, humingi po kami ng kapatawaran. Lord, would you forgive us? Lord, for taking advantage of the poor and of other people, using our power, our position, our influence to take advantage of them for our own personal gain, for our own self-exaltation, self-preservation, self-comfort. And Lord, would you also forgive us? Probably we're people who are not in position or authority, and maybe that's how we view it, but yet, or probably we are on the other side of the spectrum, that Lord, we have neglected the poor and the needy, turning a blind eye on the needs of other people. Lord, we repent. Because the truth of the matter is, because of our sins, no matter what our state in life may be, we are poor and needy and naked. And yet by your grace, Lord, Lord, you've saved us. Remove the shame, the guilt, the dirt of our lives, and you clothe us, Lord, with your righteousness. And Lord, I pray that out of what you have done for us, out of your compassion and love and mercy to us, you will extend that same compassion and love to other people. Lord, we repent, Lord, of neglecting the poor. Lord, we neglect of taking advantage of other people. And Lord, our desire is, Lord, would you open our eyes? Lord, maaari po buksan niyo ang aming mga mata. Lord, ang aming puso, ang aming damdamin. Lord, na makita namin, sino ba sa paligid namin? Lord, sino ba sa mga kamag-anak namin? Sino ba sa mga kaibigan namin? Sa mga part ng victory group namin, Panginoon? Or even sa mga kapitbahay namin? Lord, yun ang kailangan ng tulong. And Lord, that you would enable us, Lord, with open hands and open hearts, and with the love that comes from you, Lord, we would begin to share and care, Lord, for the poor and needy around us. Lord, give us a heart for the poor. And probably a whole lot of us, Lord, God, are really been considering the poor. And Lord, we just speak this blessing upon them, Lord. Lord, thank you, God, that even as people considers the poor, Lord, thank you that in the day of trouble, Lord, Lord, you would deliver them, God. Lord, that you would protect them, Lord, that you would keep them alive. Thank you, Lord, that they would be blessed in the land because they have been a blessing to the poor and needy, that you will not give them up to the will of their enemies, that, Lord, that you would sustain them, Lord, not only on their sickbed, and yet when they become sick, Lord, thank you, God, that you would restore them to full health. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. One last group of people I want to pray for. Maybe you're here and you say, amen. Parang ang hirap magmahal ng mga to love my neighbor. Yet that love would only come when we experience and receive the love that would come from our Heavenly Father. And so today, would you surrender your life to the Lord? You cannot love other people unless you've experienced the unconditional love that comes from God. And that can only be possible because of Christ. And so would you humble yourself today and say, Lord, I want to love other people unconditionally. Lord, I want to love my family, my siblings, my spouse probably, Lord, the people around me, even my enemies, but Lord, it's just hard to do. But Lord, today, I recognize, Lord, that I cannot do this apart from you. And so I humble myself today and I'm looking to heaven and say, God, would you forgive me of my sins? Lord, I recognize that Jesus lived, died, and resurrected from the dead for me to be saved. Lord, help me to understand and realize how much you've loved me. And out of that love, Lord, enable me to love my neighbors as I love myself. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer and this is your first time to accept the Lord as your Savior, would you please just make a comment in the comment section and say, I pray that prayer, I receive Christ. And there will be pastors, staff, campus missionaries, or some of our leaders who will contact you. Amen. And even as we close this service, the challenge remains. God is calling us to be the salt and the light of this world. Amen. Let me just speak a prayer of blessing to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you and looks with favor towards you and grant you peace and blessing that you may be a blessing to other people as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you again next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website. website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.